Welcome to Zichru Daf Siman. My Rabbi Avram Goldar. Now it's time for our much grander pop quiz. In fact, the grandest so far. There's 147 questions on 147 topics on 49 blot covered in the first 7 weeks of this Daf Yomi cycle. So I'm going to do this in four sessions. There are going to be seven laps. Each lap is 21 questions on 21 topics of a week's worth of material, but the questions are taken from all over the 49 blot. We'll do two apps at a shot, and then I have had requests for a big gulp version, which is one long marathon for those who are of that kind. So Mr. Shem, I plan to put that together as well. So here we go with the first two apps, the questions 1 to 42. Number one, which daf do we have the tefillas of the Tanaim and the Amoraim on? That's on daf Yud Zayin. Good. Number two. Where do we have the question whether a Balkar requires Memsah or Tisha Kabin? That's on Daf. Chabez. Good. Number three. Where do we learn that one taking care of burial needs is Patur from mitzvahs even if the mace is not in front of him? That's on Daf. Yud Ches. Good. Number four. Where do we learn that one should not enter a churva for three different reasons? That's on Daf. Daf Gimel. Good. Number five. Where do we learn that one should not disparage a deceased Talmud Chacham? Otherwise, it would be Nofel Gehenim. That's on Daf. Yud Tes. Good. Number six. Where do we learn that one should not call Avraham Avram? That's on Daf. Yud Gimel. Great. Number seven. Where do we learn that one should daven with Kovod Rosh, like the Chassidim Rishonim? That's on Daf. Lamed. Good. Number eight, where do we have the question whether when bench is a deraisa or derabanan? That's on daf. Chaf. Good. Number nine, where do we learn the reason why women merit olam haba? That's on daf. Yud Zayin. Good. Number ten, where do we learn the words of Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yochum and Zakai on their deathbeds to their talmidim? That was on daf. Chaf Ches. Good. Number 11, where do we learn about Chanas Tfilos, which is a source of or the basis of so many of our tefillahs and halachas of tefillah, that's on daf. Lamed Aleph, good. Number 12, where do we have the earliest time in to say the morning Kriya Shema, that's on daf. Tes, great. Number 13, where do we learn the Chazal thought to include Parshas Balak in Kriya Shema, but they didn't because of Tircha de Tzibura, that's on daf. Yud Beis, good. Number 14, where do we learn about Birchas HaTorah? And we say all of it. That's on Daf. Yud Aleph. Good. Number 16. Where do we learn the problem with praising Kodesh Baruch Hu too much, listing all his traits because it's really endless? That's on Daf. Lamed Gimel. Good. Number 17. Where do the Machlokes regarding what the Pshat is when a Safta Diganecha you should gather in your grain? That's on Daf. Lamed Hey. Great. Number 18. Where do we learn that the Bracha for foods with one of the five grains in it is a Mazonos? That's a Daf. That's on Daf. Lamed Vav. Good. Number 19. Where do we learn that one should be willing to jump into a kivshan, a fiery furnace, rather than to embarrass someone in public? Learn from the Maisa of Yehud and Tamar. That's on Daf. Mem Gimel. Good. Number 20. Where is the Machlokes regarding what the bracha is after eating one of the Zayin Minim? That's on Daf. Lamed Zayin. Good. And finally, question number 21, finishing up the first lap. Where do we learn about Moshe's defense of Bnei Yisrael after the Chet Eagle? That's on Daf. Muhammad Beis. Great. Beginning lap 2 with question 22. Where do we learn that making a bracha rishon is based on Sevora? That's on Daf. Muhammad Hey. Good. Question number 23. Where do we learn that one is allowed to eat food and drink for medicinal purposes on Shabbos? That's on Daf. Muhammad Ches. Good. Number 24. Where do we learn that Kol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Mi Yir Shemayim? Everything is in the hands of heaven, except for Yir Shemayim. That's on Daf. Lamed Gimel. Good. Number 25. Where do we learn that one should always make the bracha that is more specific rather than the one that's more general? We should make a Brei Pi Adami before Hashem Kol. That's on Daf. Lamed Tes. Good. Number 26. Where do we learn what the bracha is on cooked vegetables, on shlakos? That's on Daf. Lamed Ches. Good. Number 27. Where do we have the Machlokes regarding what needs to be said within the text of a bracha, whether it's shame or shame and malchus? That's on Daf. Mem. Good. Number 28. Where do you learn about the background on making Havdalah? That it was originally in Tefillah, then on a coast, then back in Tefillah and a coast. That's on Daf. Lamed Gimel. Good. Number 29. Where do you learn Machlokas whether what takes precedence? Zayin Minim or Min Chaviv? That's on Daf. Mem Aleph. Good. Number 30. Where do you learn that a Kohen can eat Truma at Seitz if he was Tamei and was a Tefillah Yom? That's on Daf. Base. Number 31. Where do we learn that dishes with little pieces of bread that are discernible as pus, as bread? One makes a motzi on. That's on Daf. Lamed Zayin. Good. Question 32. Where do we learn that there are times when one would make a motzi on pasa baba kisnin if he eats enough to be koveya sudan that he would have a fixed meal on? That's on Daf. Mem Base. Good. Now question number 33. Where do the Malkokas regarding what the Eitz Hadas was? That's on Daf. Mem, good. Number 34. Where do we have the Malkos regarding who's more exalted? Balei Tshuva or Tzadikim Gemurim? That's on Daf. Lamed Dalet. Good. Number 35. Where do we learn about the six unbecoming behaviors for Talmidei Chachamim? That's on Daf. Mem Gimel. Good. Number 36. Where do we have the source for Lech HaMishnah? That's on Daf. Lamed Tes. Good. Number 37. Where do we learn about David Melech's Kinor that would blow at Chatzos based on the northern wind? That's on Daf. Gimel. Good. Number 38. Where do we learn that Takanas Ezra was modeled after Har Sinai? That's on Daf. Daf Chav. Good. Number 39. Where do we learn about Kriyashma Ahamita? That's on Daf. Hey, good. Number 40. Where do we learn about forgetting Yalav Yavo and Tefillah and benching? There's a difference in Tefillah. You have to repeat the Tefillah and benching of Rosh Chodesh, I should say. One does not have to repeat the benching. That's on Daf. Mem Tes. Good. Number 41. Where do we learn that two people in a group of three can make the third interrupt his meal to join the Zeman, but one person can't force the other two to join his Zeman? That's on Daf. Mem Hey. And question number 42, the last question in the second lap. Where do we learn that the Baal Bais is Botzei? He breaks the bread, but a guest is the one who is Mezaman. He leads the Zimun because he should say the Yehiratzon for the Baal Bais. That's on Daf. Membav. Excellent. All right, we've completed the first two laps of this much grander pop quiz. In the next session, we'll go to laps 3 and 4.